With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The St. Clair watershed has received 30 to 45 millimeters of rain since Thursday. The Conservation Authority says that that amount of rain and saturated ground could cause ponding and flooding in low-lying areas. The public is reminded to avoid watercourses and flooded areas due to dangerous conditions, slippery banks, and cold, swift-moving water. Children and pets should also be kept away from the water. The SCRCA will continue to monitor the situation. Ontario's Ministry of Health has refused to divulge how much money seven people have been fined due to Bill 7. The law requires hospitals to fine patients $400 a day if they can be discharged but refuse to go to a long-term care home chosen for them. Nearly 300 patients have been moved to long-term care homes, not of their own choosing, under the law. Canadians are being told to avoid all travel to Israel and the West Bank. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says the security situation remains highly volatile and could escalate without notice. She adds that Canadians already in the area should consider leaving by commercial means. The updated travel guidance comes less than 2 weeks after seven aid workers with the World Central Kitchen were killed by an Israeli airstrike while delivering food in the Gaza Strip. Birders from across southwestern Ontario are invited to take part in the Wild Ontario Bird Show next month. Eventgoers can expect an up-close showcase of various birds of prey, a guided nature walk, and activities for kids. The event is free and takes place at the Big O Conservation Area on Highway 77 on Sunday, May 5th. In sports, it's a doubleheader for the Detroit Tigers and Minnesota Twins. The first game kicks off at 1:10 this afternoon, followed by the second game at 4:40. The Toronto Blue Jays look to bounce back after a huge loss to the Colorado Rockies last night. Toronto's Yariel Rodriguez will make his MLB debut in place of Bowden Francis. Dakota Hudson will start for Colorado. Auston Matthews has 3 games left to hit the 70-goal mark. Tonight, he and the rest of the Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Detroit Red Wings. The U-12 Chatham-Kent Cyclones are on the road, playing the Elgin Middlesex Canucks tonight for Game 5 of the Alliance Hockey Playdown Final. The series is all tied up at 4 points each. No games in the NBA tonight. Teams will be back in action tomorrow for the final game of the regulation season. The forecast, sunny today with wind gusts up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of 15. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 5. Tomorrow, expect a mix of sun and cloud. There's also a slight chance of showers with a risk of thunderstorms. The high is 20 degrees. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.